Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Well Known. And we're looking at this interaction between Jesus and the woman at the well, the woman of Samaria. And it's a fascinating exchange here. And we kind of stopped off at verse 9 last time, where Jesus sits down and he asks the woman for a drink from the well that she's sitting at, she's drawing water from. And the Samaritan woman's response is, you know, why are you even talking to me? Because Jewish people and Samaritan people did not associate with one another. The Jews specifically would not associate with the Samaritans. And then Jesus, she says, why are you talking to me? Why are you asking me for a drink? And then he flips that on her. He says in verse 10, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him. And he would have given you living water. Now, there's a double meaning to that phrase. Living water can literally be running water, like from a well or a spring. And John does this all the time, right? When he records Jesus talking about these things, there's a deeper spiritual meaning to that. Living water, water that causes you to truly live in a spiritual way. And the woman doesn't understand that. She says to him, sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep, and where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. And it reminds me, in John chapter 8, the Jewish people ask Jesus, you know, are you greater than our father Abraham? And Jesus' response is, before Abraham was, I am. I mean, he tells them, yes, I am greater than your father Abraham, because before Abraham was, I was already there. And when he says, I am, he is identifying himself as the I am, as God. And he does the same thing here. Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. I've said this a fair amount lately, that Jesus is either God or he's insane. Nobody says things like that. I mean, unless you really are God, because what he's claiming here, I want to take us to the Old Testament for a moment. Isaiah 55 says, God says to his people who have been exiled, and he's inviting them back into relationship with himself. He says, come everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligent to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Jesus picks up on that same theme. I mean, that's God saying to his people, if you're thirsty, just come to me and drink and be satisfied, and your soul will live. And here Jesus comes and he says, yeah, I'm that God in the flesh. Come to me, everyone who thirsts. Come to me, everyone who's weak and weary. You'll find rest for your soul. Come to me, those who thirst, and I will give you living water that will well up into you into eternal life. That's what he's saying to this woman. And as the conversation goes on and he, you know, brings up a really difficult area of her life, I think that, you know, Jesus in a lot of ways is saying, listen, there's no other well that you can draw from that's going to satisfy you. You're not going to find what you're looking for, ultimately. You're not going to find satisfaction for your soul and true life in the well of relationships or sex or money or pleasure, or achievement, or even good things like family and career. Like, you're not going to find it. And when you draw from those wells, trying to find the living water, trying to satisfy your soul, those things cannot satisfy you. Jesus is the only well that never runs dry, and he's the only one who can truly satisfy you at a soul level, that can give you the eternal water, the running water, the living water that wells up into you to eternal life and causes you never to thirst again, because in him and in him alone, you will be truly satisfied. And we have but to ask, to turn from sin, to trust Jesus and say, Lord, you know, please save me, right? I want to walk with you. I want the salvation that you offer. And Jesus, just like he does with this woman, just like he does with the rich young ruler, you know, he will expose those areas of our lives, the sin in our life that might be keeping us from relationship with him, but he does not expose it to shame us. He exposes it to save us, to give us opportunities for repentance, and then to heal us and bring us into relationship with himself. Let me pray for you, and I would encourage you to reflect and to pray today. Father, we thank you that you're so good. We thank you that you invite us to come and to come to the well that never runs dry. Father, if there are any areas of our life that we have not handed over to you, any areas that are just standing in the way of truly trusting you, God, help us to repent of those things, to turn it over to you, to trust you fully, and God, help us to be satisfied in you and in you alone. You're the only one that can give life. You're the only one who can satisfy us at a soul level, and we thank you that you offer so freely to do so. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Take time to now to reflect and to pray.